You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. I am Allison Footer from MLB.com, here live and in person. This is such a treat this whole week to do these podcasts in person with my favorite reporters. So we have Chris Haft here, who has been covering the Giants. And Chris, we have to start off with every podcast I'm doing, it's a lot of injury news. Lots of guys kind of go down this time of year and then try to get back. But the Giants were dealt a really, really kind of devastating blow with Hunter Pence breaking a bone in his arm. So kind of one of those freak things. But let's just talk about that first of all, because last time we talked, it hadn't happened yet. So, what was the whole scene like and what was the aftermath from that?
Well, people were pretty stunned, obviously, to lose a player of that magnitude so suddenly. A lot of Giants fans obviously were upset with the manner in which it happened. Of course, a guy getting hit by a pitch, but, the Cubs pitcher, he just had no idea where home plate was. Those things happen in spring training. I think people know by now that Hunter exchanged tweets on Twitter, and where Hunter, the pitcher said, "I'm sorry." Hunter said, "Hey, it's okay." I mean, you know what kind of guy Hunter is. He's just such a good egg. And Hunter said, "It's part of the game. No problem. These things happen." So onward and upward. Hunter hopes he can come back by mid-April. That might be a little optimistic, but I'm thinking if he comes back by late April, early May, and he comes back strong and whole, the Giants will be lucky.
It's if there is a silver lining, and there really isn't, but let's make one up. It's that it happened early in spring. You'd hate to see something like this happen, like March 28th, when the rosters are being finalized, and then this happens. So at least it happened where it's like he's got like a full month of meaningless games that he's not going to be able to participate in, and then when they do finally start up again, it's really a small part of the season if you look at the big picture.
And that's the best way to look at it, in the big picture. I go way back with the Giants, Alice, and I remember being rooting for him when I was a kid, and William McCovey, I forget if he got hit by a pitch, but he broke his arm somehow early in the 72 season when they were defending their division title, and they never got rolling after that. And so you're right, you're absolutely right. The timing, if it had to happen at a particular time, this was the right time.
So let's talk a little bit about what they're going to do in the meantime. So when he's out, and there might be a little shuffling, I know Bochy has talked about possible platoon situation with maybe Juan Perez and Gregor Blanco, with Aoki moving to right. Is that kind of the most likely scenario, or how are they going to patch it together?
That looks like the most likely scenario, but there's still 3 weeks left in spring training. I think he's going to try a lot of different things. Bruce has been known to play hot hands, gamble, shuffle the deck a little bit. I think he's going to do all that. He's going to try almost all possible combinations. He'll certain individuals. Just today, Justin Maxwell is getting a shot. But maybe Blanco would end up playing right, because right field's a pretty tough place to play in San Francisco. And Blanco has more experience out there, obviously, than Nori Aoki does. So Bruce does have some options.
I like that Hunter, that's the beauty about Twitter. I mean, there's plenty of things that people don't like about Twitter, but the beauty is that you can kind of speak out and get your message across. And Hunter was like, "Guys, not dying, just broke a bone." So it is nice. And it is nice to go back to just him diffusing the situation with the Cubs pitcher and just making sure that that didn't escalate anymore, because fans tend to get a little bit irrational about this stuff. And Hunter has been around long enough to understand that this is part of the game. So that was kind of nice to see.
Definitely was. Very sportsmanlike. Fans let the situation escalate. The media does too. Let's face it. We do. And so that nipped it all in the bud.
Okay, so on a happier note, Matt Cain had a very nice outing a few days ago. So he is just, they're not looking for much in terms of results. They're just looking for him to kind of get back in the swing of things. And so 20 pitches in his first outing, which was 10 fewer than he was slotted for, which means that he was efficient and crisp and all of that. So everybody seemed to be pretty happy after that.
Real happy. it's just the start. You know, he may hit some bumps in the road here and there. Maybe not with the health, but you know, getting back his command, that sort of thing. But for a first outing, it certainly was a success.
What about some of the other injury, not so much injuries, but comebacks that we're looking at and guys that are sort of on the mend, or you know, Tim Hudson? I mean, what are some of the things that we should be looking at right now?
Tim Hudson's a real big one. I think that's the other – that is the other major one, really. He underwent all of a sudden the news popped up in early January, late December, early January, that he was going to need right ankle surgery. I remember it happened right after I had been talking to Kim Hudson, Tim's wife, about for a Christmas-related charity story I was doing, and I felt silly because why didn't I ask more about Tim? But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But anyway, he messed up he needed a little help, some clean out with his ankle. It's the same ankle he broke and had operated on the year before when he had that horrific injury covering first base in New York. When he was still with the Braves. That's right, it was terrible. But he came back from that last year, and he's very confident he'll come back from that this year. This probably will be his last season in the major leagues, and so he wants to go out strong.
A lot of players, they do that. If they get injured, that's not how they want it to end. And I remember Brad Ausmus, even his last season, he was never on the DL in like 18 years in the big leagues until his last season. So he had surgery, and then he came back and just played a little bit, and then so that's kind of important to these guys to end on a non-injured note.
It's funny how that happened. You know, you watch guys in batting practice, and they don't want to end up with a pop up or something like that. They want to end up with a lot of it's mental, and these guys, almost to a man, they've got their professional pride, and so Tim Hudson's probably at the end of the road, but he wants that last step on the road to be on the good foot, so to speak.
He deserves it, too.
He sure does.
He had a heck of a career.
Leading active winner right now in the major leagues, and I'd say borderline Hall of Fame candidate. I don't know. Yeah, it so much depends on the climate at the time when you become a candidate, when you get on the ballot, I should say. But 200 plus wins, I'd say he's, some people would say he's a pretty viable candidate.
So educate me a little bit on this, because I have not spent a ton of time at Cactus League, Arizona spring training, having been, I don't want to say stuck in Florida for 15 years. That would be unsportsmanlike. But okay, so, the Yankees are known as the Yankees. They go from park to park, and there's mostly Yankees fans. Okay, so the Giants have built, of course, winning 3 World Series in the last 5 years. So they've built quite a nice little showing. Is this how it is? Like, there are a lot of Giants fans here. We happen to be doing this on a day that they're playing the Padres at the Padres home park. Mostly Giants fans in the stands. Is that kind of how it is when you're traveling around the Cactus League here?
Allison, it's become that way the last 2 or 3 years, especially since they started winning all these World Series. I think it was they always had a pretty strong following here historically. But once they started winning these titles, it started getting, I shouldn't say ridiculous, just extreme. Almost every park is a home game for them. It's uncanny. Pitchers will get a standing ovation when they walk out to warm up. You know, if Buster Posey sticks his head out of the dugout, you know, the face of baseball, you know, gotta applaud. Bruce Bochy gets a hand when he goes to the mound.
Bochy got a hand just after they took infield, just walking back to the clubhouse.
Exactly.
People
there
went nuts. It's like Elvis.
He loves being compared.
Elvis Bochy.
He loves to hear that comparison. But, they are. Even before they started winning, I had heard that, because I had been new to the Cactus League relatively at that point, that the three teams that drove the Cactus League at that time were the Giants, the Cubs, and the Angels. Mm-hmm. Angels, I think, partly because they had been a successful team, and Tempe Diablo Stadium's a nice place to watch a game. The Cubs, you know, they had had such a tradition there at Hohokam Park in Mesa. They've got their own new complex now, and the A's are in Hohokam. But the Giants pretty much Phoenix is their second home, and you'll hear it in the regular season when they play the Diamondbacks. You know, there's a lot of Giants fans at games. So, yeah, they've turned it into a nice little college industry for themselves.
I wonder when it'll be where they're known as the quote-unquote hated Giants, like they hated Yankees, but I don't think they're quite there yet.
I've wondered that. I may take another – if they somehow won the World Series in one of the next 2 years, I think they – yeah.
Yeah.
But they haven't reached that point yet.
I mean, it's pretty much a dynasty, even though people are still saying, is this a dynasty? Yes, it's a dynasty. But, you know, I don't know that anybody really wants to call it that for whatever reason. But it's you have to think it's a dynasty.
Sure, sure. Gosh, 3 out of 5, that's not bad.
Okay. Well, Chris, thank you so much. It was wonderful seeing you. I'll be seeing you again next week, and we'll catch up. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, Allison.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.